The Bible says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead, his appearing and his kingdom. And I believe that covers it all, the quick and the dead, and them that's alive in Christ, and them that never have been saved, will be judged at his appearing, and then the dead at his kingdom. Preach the word, he said. He's preaching to Timothy here, speaking to Timothy. As Paul's about ready to leave this earth and go to heaven, his last words here to Timothy in the last chapter is preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed into Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Here's Paul's writings tonight in the scriptures here, and surely he's exhorting the man of God to continue in what he's learned, and then said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. He said the time will come, and it is already, when they will not endure sound doctrine. They deny the truth. They deny the Bible. They deny what God says to go for the commandments of men and the religious ways of this world. And men go it on their lust. And they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I've never seen the day where men have flocked to religious psychology and religious racketeers and working on the minds of men instead of the heart that God says has to be dealt with to be saved. You can talk to a man mentally, but it'll never change him inwardly. It might change his mind on some things, but the God of heaven has to speak to your heart. There's never been anybody saved apart from the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible said, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? I didn't write it, God did. I just preach it. That gets a man in trouble when he preaches it all, because it gets into where people are and what people believe and what they've been taught. But I still believe the preaching of the Word of God is God's method in this hour to get sinners saved. That don't mean God don't use other avenues to deal with their hearts, but it does mean that there's a time a man hears the preaching of the Word of God under the authority of God and gets under Holy Ghost God sent conviction and sees himself as God sees him. We think too much of ourselves in this hour, even as the people of God. We think we've arrived because of who we are. I want to tell you, you'll arrive there because of who he is, and it won't be because of you, it'll be because of him. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Thank God, friend, it's not what you think you are, it's who he knows you are. And when you get to boasting and bragging and living your life like you don't need God, then you'll end up in a mess. The Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We live in an hour where people very little acknowledge Christ and even look to him. How many times did you look to him today in your daily walk, in your living? How many times have you looked to him and said, Lord, I need your help. I can't do this without the help of God. But there's so many today, my friend, that don't think they need the help of God, nor need His presence. But Paul said he'll preach the Word. I want to say a few things about this tonight. And you've heard it before and you'll hear it again. Thank God I want to preach on this. Still the book. Amen. Thank God old Brother Reed Cooper said one time, don't look at me like that. I'll put the book on you. Amen. I tell you, if you don't put the book on them, it'll never help them anyway. I'm not a preacher out of a Reader's Digest. Thank God I'm preaching out of the King James Bible. I still want to say it's still the book. S-O-K-J-B. Amen. Don't give me nothing else but this. People say, well, that's awful narrow. Well, Jesus was Himself. There's never been a man lived that was as narrow as He was. When He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When He said, thank God, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I tell you, if you're not narrow, then you need to get. Thank God, it's a narrow way. It's not a broad way. And it's still the book. Thank God, I tell you, it's real. It's true. It's right. Every word's true. It don't matter what a man says. I still believe it's right. I still believe it's true. And this is the book I'm saying tonight. Thank God this crowd that wants to come up all these other versions, all that is for a money business. And then God, I'm going to tell you this. Can I testify, praise God, a little bit about my own experience? When I got saved, I didn't know. No man told me what to get. And I got one of them new King James. And I started reading it, and I got to hear the man preach. And I thought, this ain't what mine says. And the Holy Ghost told me it wasn't real. I ain't got no Holy Ghost wasn't on it. The anointing of God wasn't on it. Thank God I got rid of it and got me a real Bible. Amen. I want to tell you, the Holy Ghost is upon this book. He's not upon the rest of them. He's upon this and no. And I'm telling you, He'll tell you the same thing. Amen. That's right. If you don't believe that, listen, I'd hate to pastor a church and I couldn't tell the people this was the Word of God. This is the Word of God. Amen. I'd hate to know that, thank God, out in the congregation there was all kind of different versions. And I'm trying to preach out of the King James. Thank God, I tell you, this is the book. This is the Word. We even got, thank God, this God's book's the constitution of a church. But in the written constitution of the church, we got there no other Bible. We recognize as the Word of God. But the King James Bible. Amen. Why, brother, you're one pastor away from a liberal. Amen. That's right. You better believe that. Amen. Brother, that don't take long for somebody to creep in unaware. Bring some little old Mickey Mouse version in. Have no power of God. Just go the way of the world to get what you want. That's why he said they want a little teacher today. They want a women's club. And they want the local circle to get together. That's where it's at today. It's everybody won't do their own thing. But I'll tell you this, that's the book of God. And there's a man of God that to preach it, and that's where the power of God's at. Amen. I'm saying it's still the book. It's still true too. Amen. It don't change. Amen. That's right. It's still true. Thank God it's been true all the time. It was settled in heaven before it was ever gave to you. And it's always been true because it testifies to Him. He said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify me. This book never has changed. Men tried to rewrite it, but they never will change it. It's still the same. Thank God the these and the thous. Hey, it's still the book. If somebody said, I can't understand it. Well, if you get saved, you'll understand some of it. Hey, you might not understand all of it. You get saved, the Holy Ghost, He'll interpret it for you. I don't have nothing but a high school education. And I wonder how I got that sometimes. But I tell you what, my education in high school had nothing to do with me knowing God nor the book. I won't tell you, you couldn't teach it to me. And there wasn't another man could teach it to me. But I'll tell you, when God saved me, He taught it to me. He teaches it to everybody that's ever been saved. And He said, brother, we've been taught of God. We have the unction of the Holy One. And a man that's saved has that anointing. Thank God to know what the book of God says. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Now I'll tell you why all these denominations they are. I'll tell you why. Because they man-made. That's why. Amen. Because listen to me. Baptist people never come out of Catholicism. They never did. We never come out of the whore of the Catholic religion. Amen. Forgive me of this. I turned the TV around the other day and I was looking at some of this Catholic mass. It's as a bunch of mess as I ever seen. It's praying to Mary, said, Mary, forgive us of our sin. Mary, talk to God for us. Mary, do this. I'm a terror. Mary can't do nothing for me. There's one mediator between God and men, and that's the man Christ Jesus. Thank God I don't have to eat a Jesus cookie and throw out holy water and pray to a man with a backward collar on and a phone booth. Thank God I've got a God in heaven I can talk to and bow on my knees and call upon Him. I know Him in that. Thank God. Hey, I'm glad I'm saved. What about you? All these denominations is of men. It's not a God. Baptists never come out of her. Thank God. That's right. You say, well, they go back to the church. Thank God. We just believe baptism by immersion. That's what Baptist means. That we only baptize people after they get saved. And we immerse them under the authority of God in the local church. Hey, that's what a Baptist is. Hey, I'm not saved because I'm a Baptist. But I believe baptism is by immersion. After a man's saved, I won't tell you, don't have that Baptist to be a real church. But I'll tell you, a real church, you'll practice what the Bible says. Amen. That's right. Praise God. So I'm going to say this book still don't change. It's as true tonight as it ever has been. You need to be reminded, God don't change the book for every generation. Say, well, look what grandma and grandpa used to live like. That's right, they lived it the way it ought to be. If they, it was a whole long time here before grandma and grandpa ever got here. You say, preacher, we live in a different day. It don't matter what day we're living in. The Bible don't change. I'm glad, thank God, I've got an unchangeable book. It's still the same. I'm not preaching the way it is. And the Bible said, ye must be born again. Everybody here's got to be born again. If you're not born again, you'll go to hell. Because the Bible said you've got to be born again. The Bible said, except the man repents, y'all likewise perish. Have you ever repented? If you never have repented, you're going to perish. That's the book. God said it. I didn't. I'm not preaching my opinion. I'm preaching the Word of God. He said, preach the Word. I'm going to say it works. The Word of God works. It works every time, praise God. You preach it in power. Because it's effectual. It's not the Word of men, it's the Word of God. His approval's on this book. His authority's on this book. His pledge is upon this book. And it'll work every time. It worked in you, didn't it? It worked in you, didn't it? Thank God, it'll work in every sinner that'll turn his heart to it. The Bible said you was born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible. By the Word of God, which lived in about it forever. The Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Hey, you got saved by hearing this book. There's no other way a man can get saved. He's going to have to hear this book if he gets saved. And you better realize tonight it's a whole lot powerful than a Romans road track. Amen. That's right. You say, well, that's the Word of God. It is, but it's not being rightly divided when they give it. There's salvation before there's ever a Romans road. I heard old brother James Shaver preaching today. He said he didn't know even if there was a road in Rome. Amen. When he got saved, he said he just went to altar lost and got up saved. I didn't know nothing about repentance. I didn't know nothing about all them terms. But I knew I needed God. And I got born again. I'm glad that's right. And it still works. This Bible, this Word of God still works. I wonder why churches have got away from it. And said, let's have entertainment. Let's have a puppet show. Let's have a hayride. Let's have something here and something there instead of preaching. I'm going to tell you, it'll never work. Hey, it's the Word of God, and the old time preaching of the Word of God is the only thing that'll work in this hour. That's right. Nothing else will. I tell you, nothing else will. Amen. Nothing else will. God didn't say sing the gospel. And there's no such thing, let me tell you this, and it's just words, but there's no such thing as gospel singing. It's gospel preaching. We sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing to make a delicate heart to the Lord, but we don't sing the gospel. We preach the gospel. That the gospel is the word of God preached in power. Amen. I'm just preaching the word tonight. And we've had a whole lot of stuff that's been dumped in us that's never been in the book that people try to go on and say and have traditions with that you couldn't find it within the Bible if you looked on that, because it ain't in there. Amen. That's why I praise God in this day. I found when the disciples got together, they had preaching. They didn't have an hour of singing and 5 minutes of preaching. What do you have to offer for the people that come there? Thank God, the Word of God. Hey man, they need to know it. They need to hear it. They need to love it. They need it. Praise God, like anybody, when they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, it was the main thing of the Word of God. It wasn't something else, friend. And listen, God ordained the church to do it. He didn't ordain no. Listen, He didn't ordain all these clubs. He didn't ordain all these camps. He didn't ordain all these things. He ordained the church. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's right. And see, here's the thing. Think on this tonight. Think of what I'm about to say. There's a lot of things that go on that look right, but it isn't according to the Scripture. I dare say tonight that some of these women could get up here and say some good things behind the pulpit that would really sound good and be scriptural, but it's out of the will of God. Why would God put the cart before the horse or put somebody in a place that would not be the will of God? Amen. So that's right. You say, well, they told the truth. Don't matter whether they did or not. They're not in the will of God if it isn't in the Bible. When they say she's our pastor, they've done plumb out the will of God. I'm going to tell you this tonight. God help me, and you can think what I want to. What you want to. I wouldn't sit under no woman trying to tell me anything from this Bible. You know why? The Bible said a woman's not to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. No, that's right. God never called a woman to teach nor preach over any man. If they do, they had the will of God. I don't care if I tell the truth, they had the will of God. But trying to get this thing where anybody can do what they want to when they want to, and it don't work like that. God says it works according to the way I say it, and it won't work no other way except the way I do it. And He said it's by the blueprint, it's by the Scriptures, by the Word of God. And it works, but it's got a specific way that it does work. Amen. That's right. See, I'm glad God put me here, but it's got to do it. That's right, isn't it? Amen. God pull me out, put me in, and do what He wants to. I'm His. I'm God's man. I try to do what God says when I preach. But I tell you, this Word of God still stands. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall never pass away. It still saves. It still saves sinners. Give them the book. Some of the most damnable things that's ever been said at a screen door by some of these fellows that don't know God. Would you like to go to heaven when you die? Who don't want to go to heaven when they die? Everybody says they're going anyway, but they're not. You say, who are you to judge? I'm God's man preaching the truth, and I just want to tell you this. Except a man be born again, he can't enter the kingdom of God. That's right, isn't it? Salvation is not the plan, it's in the man, Christ Jesus. He is the plan, and He's the man, and there's no other but Him. And you can't put Him in your formula. Thank God He ain't going to get in it. He's in God. He's the Son of God. And Christ, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Hey, hey, He came to save. And He's the only one that can save tonight. When you got saved, you met with a person that was manifested through the book, that was made known by the Spirit, Thank God it was a work and act of God. When you got saved, it was totally by the grace of God in Jesus Christ through the faith He gave you to believe in one whom you have not seen, but you have seen by the eye of faith, through the preaching of the Word of God, through the preaching of the Word of God, through the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible said, please God, by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You know what that foolishness means there? By the silliness. You know what that means? When man sees a man up preaching and he says that man's awful foolish to do that. It is foolishness to the world. But thank God to us that are saved, that's the power of God. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Thank God. I like preaching. I like a man to preach. I don't want to hear him get up and apologize for what he said. I don't like to hear him get up and talk like a woman. Do you? God, listen, I love all of you. God didn't call me to run a senior citizen club nor a youth ministry. I don't find that in Scripture. Do you? I do find the Scripture, the Word of God, and preaching. I like what the old man of God said when he preached back to Bethel, Brother Milby. I sat back there behind him, never had heard him preach. And he said this, and I'll never forget it. He said, praise God, Peter and John didn't say they was good with the young people, or good with the old people. They said they had boldness. Thank God that they had been with Jesus. Amen. That's right. I like it. Thank God. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. I'll tell you, if some people didn't have a little entertainment and a little old this and that to go to, they'd never go. Amen. I'll tell you, if you can't build your relationship off of the foundation of the Word of God and what God says, you don't have nothing. Amen. If it's off the ladies' foundation or the brotherhood foundation, I'll tell you, that won't last. Hey, if it's off God and the Son of God and the Word of God, it'll stay forever because it's off the right foundation. Hey, praise God, I don't have to have an entertainment when I come to the house of God. Don't want it anyhow. But I'll tell you, I need the Holy Ghost. I'll take this old book and preach it to my heart. Hey, God, it'll work every time. Amen. That's right. So I said, it's staying, it'll save. It's unchangeable. You can't change it. Some people like to change it, but you can't change it. It don't change. It don't change for me. It don't change for you. Right. Would never change. Right. Never will. Salvation's way never changes. Right. It's always been the same since the foundation of the world. After man sinned, it's always been the blood. Thank God, you go back to the righteous Abel, he offered up a blood offering to God, and God said, I accept it, and it's always been the blood. Before that, Adam and Eve, thank God, was clothed with coats of skins off of animals that was innocently sacrificed. Thank God for the cause of them men and that woman to have a coat on them. When they was sinning against God, God clothed them. Thank God that they could be accepted in His sight for His fellowship, because they never knew they was naked till they, my friend, sinned against God and tried to sow fig leaves together and make them a little religious apron that wouldn't cover up their nakedness. If that apron would have covered from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, it never would have covered their destitute naked way, because they was naked on the inside and they couldn't fellowship with God, and the fig leaf couldn't cover the nakedness that that man and woman had when they sinned against God's command. Amen. Listen to me now. You know what the Bible said when they were married and they were not ashamed? When they were naked in the garden without sin, they were not ashamed. You know, let me give you something on that ashamed there. That don't mean like ashamed like you think. It's they were not ashamed because they didn't feel no guilt. When they sinned against God, they became ashamed and afraid because guilt set in on their heart. Right. And that's why Adam hid himself from God. And God said, Adam, where art thou? You know why? He said, I'm hiding because I'm naked. He was ashamed because of guilt. He was ashamed because he disobeyed God. And I'm telling you this tonight, friend, that don't change. God had to give him a coat. And God from an animal to clothe him. Amen. And that's the only way. Listen, their fig leaves was only something to cover up. It was fit to fit their lifestyle. But it never did justify them. God took an animal that was sacrificed and took the coats of them animals and He clothed them. God don't accept nothing He don't give. And let me tell you this, in the Old Testament of the Scripture, sin was covered, not taken away. Anything that's covered could be uncovered. Thank God, God covered them. Amen. In the Old Testament, God covered them, for the call of the cross hadn't been yet, but in the New Testament, God washed them. And they're not to be remembered no more. And when God washes something away, it's done, gone, washed. And I won't say this or that, praise God, listen to me. A covering was for a time, a washing's forever, amen. That's right, praise God. Jesus died once and for all, the Lamb of God. He died, thank God, to take away sin. And that's why God can quote, listen, God don't accept nothing from the earth. If He did, why did He have to break it down from heaven? Tell me one thing God accepts in the New Testament dispensation from the earth. He don't accept nothing. Everything He accepts is what come down from heaven. And that's the only way man, lost man and depraved man can be justified in the eyes of God, because God justified them by the blood of the Lamb of God. And that's why you can stand before God without guilt and without shame. That's because you've been washed and God's clothed in the righteousness of Christ. And now you can appear before Him righteous because of the clothing you got on, because God clothed you in the clothing of God. And that's why you can say, I'm saved, and you don't have an ashamed attitude. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God. This book's still real, you know it. Amen. It's still truth. Notice what He said. He said, for the time will come. Are we not there? The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want sound doctrine. They don't want doctrine. They want fables. Why do people buy all these fictitious books? I don't like reading nothing that's not real. Be honest with you, I'm just preaching what my opinion there. You can read them if you want to. I'm reading what's real. I don't read nothing. I don't want to read the Three Bears. If I read that, I'll read it to Levi. Amen. I don't care nothing about reading Three Bear theology. That's what a lot of people want, the Three Bears theology. Something that's not real, a little old fable and a bedtime story, and make me feel better than that good night. But get the King James book out and read what it says. Ain't God, it'll tell you where your sin is. It'll tell you what you look like. It'll tell you where you need to shape up. It'll tell you what the book says. Ain't God, I tell you, get the old KJV out. It'll reprove you. It'll rebuke you. It'll exhort you. It'll straighten you out. Amen. That's right, praise God. And it does. It does. Amen. You know what? If Bible preaching offends people, then they don't love the law of God. That's right. I'll tell you what. I'll be honest with you. We need more of it tonight. That's right. We need more of it. We need more of this old time book. We need more old time preaching of the Word of God. And I'll tell you, our homes need it tonight. Our hearts need it tonight. We need the book. Amen. Hey, there's an answer. Somebody said, do you believe there's an answer to every question? I said, I do believe that. Inside this old book. It's whether you want it or not. That's right. It's whether you want it or not. Thank God. Does not nature teach you itself that it's shame for a man to have long hair? Listen, you know what the Bible said in the last day? Be unnatural affection, without natural affection, unnatural things. I mean, brother, we're living a day of unnatural things. I mean, that's plain out unnatural. And you can't even identify a man and a woman no more, hardly. I mean, that's a shame. God made a male and a female. He made them different. He made a man to be masculine. He made a woman to be feminine. He made a man to look like a man. He made a woman to look like a woman. Thank God, do you not think when God brought the rib out of Adam and made a woman and brought her to the man, thank God, don't you think she looked a whole lot different than what he looked like? Well, praise God, I don't want to be a woman, and a woman don't not want to be a man. Amen, that's right. Amen. Men want to dress like women. Women want to dress like men. Now you go to these restaurants now and all you got is one bathroom that says unisex on it. That's the day we're living in. Now they're legalizing same-sex marriage and all that filth. And God says He burned them into Sodom and Gomorrah for that. Hey, if God said He made an example of that crowd with the burning them and made ashes of them, why in the world would we say it's all right? You know what people say? We're living a different day. It don't matter. The Bible don't change. It's still the same. It don't make no difference. What any man says, it will not stand the judgment. In my opinion, your opinion won't work. But this old book will work tonight. If we don't stay with it, then God help us. We don't need a quarterly. We got the book. Praise God, we need the power of God. Some people don't even know what a quarterly is. That's them little old magazines that men write and tell you to teach it. God help, we got the KJV. Thank God, get in the book of there. Amen. I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not saying some of it probably isn't any good. But I'm telling you what, we're not to be under the dictate of men. We're to be the dictate of God. We're to follow the Lord in the Word of God. Hey, when we get away from it, we got to mess up. If we ever say, well, let's do it this way, and it's contrary to the book, then go ahead and decide it, brother, and put a kebab on the door. She's left of the will of God, and God says the glory will leave with it. That's right. Amen. That's right. Don't you want the truth? That's right. Don't you want it? I want the truth because that's the only thing that helps a man. Right. He said, Timothy, I'm about to leave out. I'm going to heaven. He said, preach the word. Yeah. And did he say this? Endure affliction. Why did he say that? Because he knew preaching the word would cause affliction. That's what he knew. Listen. I don't preach the Bible to find enemies. I don't preach the Bible, my friend, just to say this and that. But brother, if we don't stick to this book, what are we going to stick to? I mean, if the church's foundation isn't the Word of God and what God says, what else is? Hey, friend, there's no more important thing in this church than the Word of God. Because the Word of God's Christ, and that without Him, a man can't get saved. And without Him, a man can't be blessed. And without Him, thank God, there's no power. He's the power of God. And the Word of God is the faith, thank God, that we believe in tonight. That's why He said the word of faith, which we preach. That's right. What would you think of me tonight? If the Lord said, now, Brother Hyde, your day's up now, Pastor Nairn. I'd just go back to the house and He says, I'd go to one of these old liberal churches on Sunday morning, and they said, I saw Brother Hyde going in up here, up at Uptown Church. Yeah, you'd have to after you've heard me preach the Word of God. You'd say, hey, what in the world? That man stood up and said the King James Bible's the Word of God, and he believes you got to be born again. He believes the church ought to be, thank God, separated from the world and have the power of God and preach it as it is. And now he's going up there while they got women deacons. I'll tell you, you think I done lost it or I would never been saved. But I'll tell you one thing, if we see people that sit under this do it, we say, well, they just backslid. Hey, let me ask you a question tonight. Let me ask you a question. Are you backslid? The Bible said a backslider's heart shall be filled his own way. You slid back a little bit. You know where a preacher's liberty comes from? I'll tell you, it comes from the Holy Ghost. You come in here with your arms folded and say, it don't matter what the preacher says. It don't matter whether he preaches. Whatever. I'm just sitting here. And I don't matter. I'm telling you what. You'll quench the Holy Ghost and there'll be no limit. When you come in, won't come from God. It wouldn't matter who preached. And it don't matter. I'm going to tell you what. I know this to be a fact. I know this to be a fact. When it ain't no liberty in here, it wouldn't matter if the Apostle Paul walked through them doors and stood in this pulpit, it'd be the same way. It's how much you want it. You come in here hungry for God and say, give me something from the Lord. I'm praying for the man of God. I want to hear preaching. I want them to preach. And thank God, get in my heart with the Word of God. There'll be some action and liberty. But if it ain't here, you might as well just say, well, let's say the Lord's Prayer like the rest of that crowd does. That ain't even the Lord's Prayer. That's the model prayer He taught the disciples to pray. Like that one old guy said, I'd say the Lord's Prayer every night before I go to sleep. He said, you do? He said, yeah. He said, well, you don't know the Lord's Prayer. He said, I'll bet you $5. Up there saying a few things, and all of a sudden he said, and our Lord and our Father, and everybody in the congregation joined in. Just repeated the Lord's Prayer. I thought, I wonder what that means to God. I didn't say it. I hate forms and rituals. If somebody has to lead me into it, then it wasn't led by the Holy Ghost. All it is religion. It's damned people to hell. Instead of following the Lord. Now I'll tell you this, if we don't want God, don't want the Word of God, we might as well get in the Lord's Prayer business, model prayer, taught disciples pray, sing the doxology, read our message and have two poems, feed you donuts and coffee afterwards. That's about what churches have today. They say, we got this man over here, he's the senior pastor. We got this man, the junior pastor. We got this man, the music minister. And we got this man, the education minister. And we got this man, the senior minister. And we got this man, the youth minister. And we got this man over here, he's the one that makes revivals when they come in. Simmons, I said, I got rid of that dog. He said, why? I said, it bit three people. He said, who did it bite? I said, well, it bit my mother-in-law, one of them. He said, you got rid of that dog? I'd like to took him up on the chain and said, sir, would you bless this dog? You about to bite him, son, and lay your hand on him. But you know, people come up in that foolishness because they don't know nothing about God. They don't know nothing about God. Anything that's of all the religions isn't of the Lord. And we're not going to have greyhounds out here in the parking lot and all these singers getting off and we pay them $1,000 to sing. I paid them $150 one time. God convicted me about it and I said, we'll not do that again. God didn't have traveling musicians in the church. He had local church singers. And people that glorified God. He didn't have a top 40 in Psalms. He had the sweet summers of Israel singing to the great God of heaven.
And we've shot about everything and come to our mind tonight, and we'll say amen to it all. Because the only thing that's going to help us is the blessed Word of God. And that's why He said, preach it. Preach it. Let's stand tonight. I love you and appreciate you being here. God bless you. Brother Danny, have dismissal in prayer tonight.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your love and your kindness towards us. We thank you, Father, for a man that's standing in the
Bible. Help us, Lord. God, I need great help from God. I need the Holy Ghost to help me. I want you, Lord. I don't want this stuff of the world, the ways of the religious world. God, I don't want it, Lord. I don't want titles and all this stuff. I want help, Lord. I want help, God. I want the help of God. I want the power of God. I want to get in with you, Lord. And God, I pray I know what's real. And I pray to walk in the Holy Ghost. Help me, God. Help the church, God, to get in with it, Lord. And have the power of God, I pray. Lord God, I pray tonight for liberty in the Spirit. And God, the presence of God. And Lord God, tonight we have help from heaven tonight. Help us, Lord. Yes.
Father, for all that you've done in this place down through the years, Father, we pray, God, we keep our hearts and our minds pure toward Thee and toward the truth, the Word of God, Father, and we not stray.
Right.
And not go toward the world.
Right.
Pray, Father,
right.
Knowing it's no good and be no help.
Right.
Lord, I pray, God, you'd help us now.
God, do it, please.
God, watch over us and protect us until the next time you bring us to your house to work.
God, do it.
All that you do.
Yeah.
Certainly thank you and praise you for it in Christ's name.
Amen. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Keep me near the cross. Keep me near the cross. Make sure to pray for us and be in the house of God on the Lord's day. Shake somebody's hand tonight. You amongst family. God bless you.